friends, welcome back. I am Leslie, a reseller's passion, and on today's episode, I will be talking with Lydia, who is part of the team from Whatnot Handcrafted. I'm not sure if I've talked about it in the past, but I sell on an app called Whatnot, a live selling platform. It's much more than that, but on today's episode, Lydia will be talking about the handcrafted community where I am very active. I crochet, I tie-dye, and I do all those things, and I met Lydia when she introduced the knitting and crochet category, which again, the handcrafted is so much more. So stay tuned for this episode. If you've ever wanted to sell your handmade items, here Lydia will provide information for you to kind of get your head straight if you want to make it into a business and also sell live. So enjoy this episode, my friends.
Well, my name is Lydia. Thanks so much again for having me on, Leslie. I'm part of the team here at Whatnot, which is the fastest growing live stream shopping app in the US. And I specifically, as we've talked about, Leslie, have been helping out with kickstarting kind of our arts and handmade section within Whatnot.
Yeah. So I was going to ask, what is Whatnot? Talk about it a little bit more before we talk about the handcrafted, because I do want my audience, I've been talking about it a little bit more. I want to be a partner in helping this app grow a little bit. So if we're talking about like the handcrafted, I want them to know that there are other possibilities. You know, we definitely want the handcrafted to grow. So let's talk about just real quick, when did Whatnot start and what is Whatnot?
Great question. Okay, so Whatnot was founded towards the end of 2019 by our two founders, Grant LaFontaine and Logan Head. And this was originally an app that just kind of had the idea of, can we do live stream selling? So it started, I believe, with Funko Pops, which are those like kind of toys with the heads that bobble in a fun way. And it was sort of a way for the community to kind of sell and buy and trade and interact in a way that was very different than traditional commerce of just static eBay marketplace kind of listings and stuff like that. So that's kind of how it began. And then really expanded into, you know, sports cards and Pokemon cards and fashion and crystals and dolls and diecast toys and kind of this broad marketplace that it's sort of like the next generation of eBay, you can think of it, or like an Etsy meets a QVC. So there's a lot of ways that you can kind of explain Whatnot. Oftentimes when I'm with a friend or, you know, a parent or, you know, anyone that hasn't heard of Whatnot, I usually show them the app because it's a little bit difficult to explain. It also, though, I think there's like a sense of dopamine and just like an adrenaline rush joining a Whatnot stream that it's really hard to tell about or talk about when you're doing a podcast. But when you see it live and you're able to just bid on an item, get an insane deal, and you get a little pop-up that says like, Lydia won this great, you know, skein of yarn or this awesome, you know, like Farm Rio top for 50% off, you just feel really excited. So that's kind of the gist on Whatnot as a whole. I mean, since it was founded, I guess now it's been about 3 years, it has grown just insanely quickly. So we've launched into so many different categories and that's kind of my main role here is helping kickstart new spaces on Whatnot. Arts and handmade being are one of our biggest focuses for the kind of future of Whatnot.
When did the team think that there was a need for a handmade community to kind of like take off? There have been people there selling handmade, but when did you finally see that there was a way to create a space for the handcrafted community?
Yeah, so the category initially, you know, was created on Whatnot over a year ago. We hired Carly Brush, who's the head of the arts and handmade category, to really lead and start this up back in December. And I think this is really coming from our CEO, Grant, who feels really strongly that there is, you know, such a strong community of sellers and makers and creators that should have a great fit on Whatnot. So when we think about Etsy, which obviously is a very successful company, does billions of dollars in sales a year, I actually never know who I'm purchasing from on Etsy. I don't know their name. I don't know their story. I don't know their background. I don't know how they make their craft. Mm-hmm. And what Whatnot does, since it is a live stream way to see and to purchase, you can actually see, you know, in your case, you've done your crochet, how to crochet, you know, different things. And then when you're showing your final product, even for the sellers that don't necessarily craft live, I can actually see a face behind that and I can understand, oh, this is where they get their products or this is the time that goes into it. And you can also ask like tactical questions. So if with your fashion bags, you know, can I put these in the washer or your ice cream cozy? This is perfect for a pint of Ben and Jerry's. It's really helpful to see those things live.
Do you think your goal for the handcrafted community to go? I know you're bringing influencers and different people. Where do you see their contribution taking this app?
Yeah, so I think like the potential of the broader arts and handmade space is unlimited. I think like where we are looking at is, can this be a way for crafters to not have to pay for that craft booth fair fee every weekend? Or, you know, like that's $500. And if they can save that money and be able to reach a nationwide or global audience on Whatnot from the comfort of their own home, that's great. And I hear these success stories of sellers who came from, you know, they are working from home or they are a caregiver and they don't have the ability to drive into the office every day, being able to actually give them a way to make income, that means everything. So I think the idea for this category is there's really no limit. I think as we partner with influencers like Willy Nilly Knits or Create by Claudia, all of these great influencers, it's really just the priority there is to spread the word and to explain to other people that this exists. Because I think Whatnot, as you've seen, Leslie, like once you use it, you decide if it's right for you or not. And I think majority of people that try out our app say, oh, this is great. I've made new friends. I've made new income. I've discovered a new way to create kind of a space to be creative and social while also making money on the side. So our job, at least right now, is really focused on spreading the word and bringing people in and creating a great buyer experience for anyone that does want to purchase handmade goods and likes the idea of live stream shopping. Yes, absolutely. And if I may just do a quick kind of back cycling to what you said before, I just want your viewers to know, like, when for any new joiners that have joined Whatnot, I'll join their streams. And Leslie is on almost every single stream saying something positive, welcoming those sellers to the community. And that just means so much. And I think that really goes to show, like, you are such a warm presence, Leslie. And I know that you're a big name within this kind of up and coming knitting and crochet community. But seeing just how positive you can really impact other sellers. Like, there was a seller, Crochet by Sammy, and you joined her first stream and said, like, hang in there. You're doing great. You know, if you have any questions, feel free to message me. Being a resource, that makes me and my job so worth it to just see that ripple effect of friendship and camaraderie within a community. Sorry. So going into the new categories. Yeah, great question. So we have now knitting and crochet and fiber arts, and then quilting, sewing, and fabric. We also have jewelry making supplies, arts and prints, and then we have artisan and handmade goods and decor, which is kind of a broader space if you have any finished goods like pottery or resin art, anything like that. And then we recently launched handmade and upcycled fashion and accessories. So we worked with an influencer. She's fantastic, Erin Ryko. From It's Erin B, and she makes a lot of like crocheted tops and other things. So working like someone like that could sell in the handmade upcycled fashion. You with your bags and your totes, that could be handmade upcycled fashion. And then the last one is just other arts and craft supplies.
Do you think that this is going to be a platform for like anyone as a handmaker can come in and just kind of maybe start from square one and build up? What do you think about that?
So I think that's a good question. And it's something we balance as a company between, you know, having a rigorous application process and making sure that we're getting top quality, you know, artists and makers, but then also wanting this to be a place where someone can turn a passion into a business. So I'd say that within the handmade space in particular, if you are a skilled artisan and looking to expand your business or to start selling professionally, this is a good place. Within the arts and handmade space, but it's not necessarily for someone like myself who's dabbled in crochet, but has maybe made like two or three pieces total, that this might not be the greatest fit, because as any other platform, it takes time and kind of effort to build your audience. So you want to be You want to know that, oh, I'm going to put in the time to really make and create a lot of good quality pieces and sell them versus like a one-off or just a couple pieces every couple months.
What is the application process? What do they need to qualify to be a seller on Whatnot?
Yeah, so there's no perfect equation for how to be a seller on Whatnot. I would say what I always recommend is upload a lot of photos of your inventory. So if you're someone that has done a craft show in the past, send a photo of what your craft booth looked like. You know, that's always really helpful for our team. Every single application on Whatnot is reviewed by a real person. So we're not some bot, you know, like, oh, let's just mass accept or reject. It's always reviewed by a real person. So oftentimes we might get an application that we ask for more information because we can't really tell, oh, is this a seller? Is this someone that, you know, is looking to create business, or could they be a nefarious actor? And I think the reason we have an application process is that we want to make it the best possible experience for buyers, where when they enter the app, they see content from one, you know, great people with great inventory, and two, not have any like hate or spam or trolls or anything you might see that like comes up on Twitch or YouTube or other platforms. We're really trying, and of course it's not perfect, but we try to make it a near perfect experience for the buyer where they can come onto Whatnot and meet this great community very easily. So I think there's pros and cons with opening the sort of like seller base too broad. And then there could be some people that, you know, are negative or don't really feel like positively about Whatnot or selling or et cetera. So we try to vet those applications. But I would say, you know, having good photos, putting in your seller links or your Instagram, stuff like that really just helps verify who you are and if you'd be a good fit for the platform.
And I do a lot of DIYs and tutorials. As a handcrafted community, how do you think the make-alongs, the tutorials, the DIYs have impacted the community as a whole?
I love this question. So it's something that our discovery and like community team, we've talked about a lot, is just how do tutorials work on Whatnot when it is live stream selling or live stream watching. One of the features we recently built out to actually support this exact thing is the tipping feature. So if you are someone that wants to teach classes and you don't necessarily have a product to sell, but people love your work, like they can tip you throughout your show, which is so great. And that's another way to make income. I love the streams on how to. I mean, I think you've joined probably Eco M streams as well. And she does, you know, like how to make a crochet or how to make a scarf with, you know, fingering yarn and stuff like that. It's really cool to see. I see that being a big part of the arts and handmade community as we sort of just build out the category, because it should be a one-stop shop where you can buy the product, you can learn how to make the thing, and then once you make the thing, you can sell the thing. And it's sort of this repeat cycle that works really well with live stream selling and kind of community. That you're able to be on Whatnot for every stage of that life cycle. We were founded, you know, in like December of 2019. We still have so many more features to build out. We have so much to do. Our engineering team is like the most phenomenal group of people that are building out features so quickly. But like tipping now, you know, in the future, we're going to have all these other features to just really help our sellers like yourself make this a full-time job or a business that they're able to actually sustain themselves on.
Yeah, I agree.
I have to show you. I got a shirt last week from one of my colleagues, Mark. So shout out to Mark. He gifted me this shirt and it says, I'm a fabricolic, like someone that loves fabric. And I just got such a kick out of it. I think like, I think Leslie, you're very similar. You're a very thoughtful person. Like I love to send my friends gifts, and I'll do it through Uber Eats, but it's kind of wonky where like, oh, I'll be sending cookies, but the guy's calling me and saying like, I'm outside. Exactly. It's a whole mess. And so the gifting feature on Whatnot is one of my favorite things, because as like, it's so simple and quick, and then I get to delight someone, or you get to send something to a friend and they just see it in their mail and it's like, oh, I have a surprise.
It's incredible. So my last question to you, especially since the handcrafted community is kind of building up, I've been in different people's shows. I have a policy or something that I do every single day. It does. I try to go into at least 5 categories a day, go into shows where people don't have a lot of viewers, just to kind of go in and encourage them and say, you got this or whatever. If it's their first shows, I like to do that. What would you say to encourage a handcrafted seller who maybe feel like they're like kind of struggling a little bit? And what can you say to them to encourage them to kind of keep going on? Since you're behind this, you know some of the things that are coming. Like, you know, what can you say to them?
Yeah. So first, I wanted to say again how much I appreciate you doing that, because I try to go onto a lot of streams, and I know that having people within the community that are supporting each other, that's really what keeps sellers on. What I would say is, one, I've sold a lot on Whatnot. I've sold, I think, in like 11 categories now. It can be tough. You know, it takes one a little bit of time to get your bearings and feel comfortable talking to a camera. For someone that didn't grow up, especially like, you know, YouTubing or being an influencer or anything like that, it's a little bit of a learning curve there. I'm going to take some advice I heard from Mom and Crumbs, who's a big fashion seller. She said like something around, I don't know if it was her or her friend, but she had big fear of like kind of public speaking. And what she forced herself to do, or if it was her friend, my apologies, but it was like, go live every day for at least 2 minutes. And you just have to say a couple things, or you just have to sell one product, but mm-hmm. set clear goals for yourself, because it's really easy to give up. And if you think of Whatnot as, oh, it's just like Instagram and it'll be really easy, you might not actually be setting yourself up for success, versus saying, I'm starting a business and I'm mm-hmm. doing it through Whatnot. And when you think about businesses that are successful, like, I mean, Amazon, Whatnot, like any of these big businesses that now you see as successful, like they were not profitable in week one. They were not profitable in month one, you know? So I think deciding for yourself, one, how much time and energy do you want to spend to build out your brand here? And then two, sticking to that, because it's really easy to give up, especially when the costs are, oh, well, you know, Whatnot doesn't charge you to be a member. So you could literally just do one stream, and if it doesn't do well, you're like, I'm never joining it again. But if you think of it as, this is a business, and I did my first stream on my business and I sold 2 things. Well, you can see that as, this was disappointing, I only sold 2 things. Or you could say, I was able to make 2 customers' days, and I was able to connect with 2 people, and maybe only 2 people purchased, but 11 people joined my show. And those are 11 potential clients in the future. I think really one thing that I try to do working as part of Whatnot, and you know, I always want to be authentic, I will never push something I don't believe in, is kind of selling the dream of Whatnot and what the potential is. And it's a lot of it is what you're going to put into it, but knowing that every time you go live, you get a new follower and you get a new potential buyer, and you learn a little bit more about yourself and what works and what doesn't work. So if we do a stream, I've done a stream, actually one of my most successful streams was in Warhammer, these like minifigures. People just loved it. And one of my least successful streams was like, you know, fashion pieces from the summer. And it was just kind of like, no one really wanted that. And so every time I went live, even if I felt like, oh, this was a disappointing sale, it wasn't a waste of time, because I learned something and I learned how to better serve my audience, and I learned how to better kind of work with Whatnot. And I think, just finishing up on this, we get a lot of questions when I'm talking to sellers of like, well, what's the search optimization of Whatnot versus Etsy? Because Etsy, I can never get views for my stream, or I can never do anything. The nice thing with Whatnot is, since you have to go live really to make a splash, like if you're going live often, you're just naturally going to see more people, and more buyers are going to be able to come and join your streams and see your amazing work. So that's, I think, my advice is, one, don't give up, which of course is very basic and cliche, but if you're going to give up, know that you either decided, oh, okay, this is the amount of time I wanted to put in, and then you did it and it didn't work out, or that you just didn't necessarily feel like it was an investment of time that you wanted to make. But I think that if you are willing to put in the effort, it's very easy to be successful on Whatnot.
Lydia, I want to thank you for coming on. I really appreciate you giving me the time. We got great information, and I can't wait to speak to you again.
Oh, Leslie, thank you so much for inviting me. This was like truly the highlight of my day.